So they had the 92 yards with Hubbard, and they really got a lot of it in the second half when they were moving the ball down the field, and we called up and held them to three.
Right.
Right. We got better in our run defense just by holding them off and stopping some of those things. Let a couple out leaky yardage there late, and we got to eliminate those. The 20-yard scramble can't happen. And if that doesn't happen, we're not at the 100 mark. We're somewhere in the 90s, and you're feeling better about the improvement of what you're doing every single week. So every single week, we've improved in those things. Our off-the-linebacker play, Nate Landman coming back, all of those type of things up front.
Yeah, that actually should be, you know, I don't know when Troy Anderson's going to be back. We'll talk to Joe Patrick about that in 15 minutes. Getting Landman back is nice.
Yeah.
Certainly helps the run defense and just the defense in general. They want him to be out there. He's a big part of it. Troy Anderson played his best game of his life.
Got hurt in the game.
In the game. 17 tackles, had a pick six, got hurt in the game. Haven't seen him since. So that's obviously a big deal, too. And again, I don't know when that. Hopefully it'll be Sunday. But getting the linebacking core back whole is good. Everyone in the NFL's hurt. So we're not going to sit here and make it. Well, yeah, if they had all their guys. Nobody has all their guys.
Nobody.
You know
nobody.
Who doesn't have all their guys?
Seattle.
Yeah. And you're going to take advantage of that on Sunday, hopefully.
Well, I mean, you got to because 90 is still a lot too many yards for me. But it's a damn lot. But it's just something when it says you gave up 100 yards. You can give up 99 yards in rushing. You're right. Like, all right.
Oh, they gave up less than 100.
They gave up less than 100 yards. Yeah, fine, whatever. You know what I mean? But I mean, you know, but he's right about the whole the Andy Dalton thing. It can't happen.
No.
Not him.
It's not.
Not him.
Not acceptable.
Yeah, not him. Now Jalen Spins out there something.
Yeah.
Or Justin, you got it. Not Andy.
No.
Yeah, you can't be doing it like
Man's
that.
Man's 37 years old. Every part of him hurts.
Yeah, but you can't be letting
His
Andy.
His hair hurts.
You can't let Andy get out of there on you and do that thing.
No.
But I think, you know, it's about defensive line is all about striking. It's all about you striking them before they get to you. And if you can do that and get off blocks, you can eliminate them. Or better yet, clogged a damn hole up. I know that we were talking to Arch yesterday, and I like Kane too. He's a little undersized. He does run over blocks. And a lot of times if you run it over blocks, if you run around a block and don't get there, there's a crease.
Yeah.
There's a crease.
And here's the thing about it.
There's a crease.
If Arch knows that, and we know that.
Yes.
Ryan Grubb knows that.
Yes.
Ken Walker knows that.
Yes.
Zach Charbonnet knows that.
Yes.
And a lot of the extra yards that teams have been able to get in the run game against the Falcons defense have come because of that. It's like, oh, he's going that way? Great.
Let's just wait. We'll push it past a hole and we'll get there.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of it had to start up front. I know we talked to Jimmy Lake in the last segment, and you were talking about Rook. I mean, I saw when he got in the game against Town, like, damn, he is really striking these damn linemen. And so the more and more he gets to play, that's less and less that Grady's going to have to play. And Grady will be fresher and fresher and fresher because this young man is playing more. But, yeah, they got to figure out how to stop the initial push up front. And these linebackers, and that's what Landman does, he gets downhill. Now, his biggest issue, and you saw it later on in the game against Carolina, he got isolated on number six, whoever it was, and they gave him that business, and it was a completion. So that's going to be the thing about him when he's in the game is that the coverage liability issue.
Right.
That's going
to
be it.
Yeah, and you know the Seahawks love to throw the ball.
Yes.
I think they love to throw the ball. There's an argument to be made that they're doing it because they have to, because their run game just hasn't gotten going yet. Their offensive line can't do it. Now, they got good running backs, and they spend high draft picks on them, so they want to run the ball. But I think they want to throw it too, and they've got great wide receivers. You said this earlier, and it's a fact. Geno will make a mistake.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't even really have to force him into it.
And his mistakes are early too.
Yeah,
they're early.
But he'll make a bad throw. I mean, you know, nice to see AJ Terrell get the pick last week. Get another one. He'll throw it to you.
Yeah.
Clark Phillips. That was Jimmy Lake's explanation of that story was the best one, because Jimmy wouldn't have cared at all if he
would have scored.
He was just as surprised as the rest of us when Clark Phillips didn't score that touchdown.
Like,
so somebody told him not to, I guess, but it wasn't Jimmy Lake.
Yep.
It was the defensive coordinator.
Because Jimmy Lake, oh, he's going to score.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you know what? That's smart.
Yeah,
that's very, very smart.
And fair enough.
Fair enough.
But
I would have scored.
If you get one Sunday, score.
Yeah.
Okay?
I would
get in that house.
I know the one possession. Okay, now
I get that.
No, here's my thing. Okay, one possession and say I intercept. Because you know what? Oh, God, what game was it? Alabama. When Oboy intercepted the ball in the end zone.
The end of the game.
The very end. But he carried into the end zone. So if he takes a knee, safety.
Right.
So the kid, like, come out. You got to come out of here. Now,
because it was like 8 seconds. He actually did a really smart thing.
Yes.
He ran around until the clock hit zero.
You got to come out.
And then he got down.
Because you can't kneel.
Yeah.
And so I looked at it. He was like, okay, If I'm in that situation, say I catch it on the 1 yard line, I'm going to go down. But if I'm in the damn clear, and it's just me and grass in the end zone, man, I'm going.
Yeah,
and we just go back out there and have to stop them again.
Yes, sir. We're just going to have to go stop them. Hopefully, I mean, I know we heard the story. Arch told the story about a safety blew his knee out. Mm-hmm. I don't want that to happen.
No,
of course I don't want that to happen.
I don't.
But
Jared gave the DB coach. That's what he said. One is too big. Yeah.
Now, if that means Clark gets more playing time, all right, fine. You know it gets you more playing time? You keep getting pick sixes. You keep getting interceptions. All that to say, Geno's going to give them some opportunities.
Yes.
I think Kirk Cousins is a much better decision maker and has been than Geno. That goes a long way on Sunday as well. But, yeah, this is when the Falcons should win, man.
Yes.
Falcons are better than the Seahawks. They got them at home. Seahawks are decimated in a couple different spots. They should be able to win this football game.